Yeah.
I have a question about the Brahmaviharas.
Mm-hmm.
As has been my sort of tool use for the jhanas. And I sort of think that everyone's mind is different. And that to soften the mind with the Brahmaviharas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think one, that's. I mean, we didn't even get to that today. I think coming back to the how do you say the recognition or recollection that say a jhana state is completely wholesome, and one of the more overt means of creating a completely wholesome state within the within our own minds or hearts is the lifting up and directing attention to Brahmaviharas or to say the meditations on loving kindness and compassion.
And because I don't do it just on the cushion, because there's kind of this tyranny of the zafu that's going to happen, that those factors can get in alignment walking down a trail.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as I say, it's much more dependent on the... continuity of mindfulness and continuity of wholesome mental states. Those are the two. Because, I mean, you can sit on your cushion and it's like Ajahn Chah says, you know, you can sit on your cushion for a long time. And chickens sit on, you know, they sit there for a long time. They don't get enlightened.